Everybody, this is Phil Town.
And this is Danielle Town.
Welcome to the Invested Podcast. This is going to be a podcast today about the future.
We are doing just a short little New Year's greeting. It's almost New Year's, and we're having a lovely holiday season.
Yep, 2019 was an amazing year, so we're sort of thinking back on all the things we did right, and you know, even more importantly, the things we did wrong.
Yeah, that is even more important. You're right.
To learn to be better investors, which is a lifelong, never-ending education. And it is always about just trying to be rational and objective and think out the things that we want to accomplish in our lives financially and then to think out the best way to get there.
And that's what we've been doing, talking about in the last two episodes. And I think especially that last episode we did in the middle of December. So if you guys missed that one, that was one of my favorites that we did all year because it was so nice to just talk about what we learn and how to become better as investors and but more importantly, like as humans, as people trying to make our way in the world and do the best for ourselves and our families. And that's really what all this stuff is all about.
So this next year, and maybe start off this year with the good old New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I don't know if I... Do you like New Year's resolutions?
No.
I don't really like them either. I find that I don't stick to them and they just make me feel like a failure.
I know. It's like, I don't really like goals very much. I like to make a few critical promises and then just do them. I just find that...
How is that different from a New Year's resolution?
A New Year's resolution to me is like a goal. Uh-huh. It's an intention.
Uh-huh.
And then... I don't know. I think the road to hell is paved with them. They make you feel terrible about yourself. And but it's probably a really good idea to begin the year just thinking, what do I want to accomplish long-term for my family? Not necessarily in 2020.
Oh, that's
just
interesting.
In the long future, how do I want to go about doing that? You know, what do I want to accomplish? How do I want to go about doing it? And we hope that you will see... As we've seen that this kind of investing that was, you know, basically developed by Ben Graham, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, is the most efficacious, the easiest, the simplest way to do something very hard, which is to become financially free.
Hmm.
And if you guys will apply yourself to it, I really truly believe you'll be able to be successful, whoever you are, whatever your walk of life. It all boils down to the same thing. You know, find things you understand, businesses you understand that have a durable protective advantage and have good management and then buy them when they're on sale. And that last thing has been particularly hard this last year, very difficult to find things on sale in this market.
Mm-hmm.
But I assure you that as the world turns, the time will come when things are on sale. So use 2020
so
as your preparation time. Be ready to buy wonderful businesses when they do go on sale, because they will at some point. And the more you learn about it, the better you'll be at it, and the happier you'll be with your money.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Well, I have some intentions. That's kind of how I think about it, is like just sort of what's in my mind of what I want to do better at or more of. And actually, number one of those things is focusing on my high quality sleep, getting my sleep sort of in order, which is a weird thing to say, but making sure that I really prioritize non-medicated, non-alcoholized, like really healthy, deep rest, because I find that when I get that, and there's science proving this, I'm more creative, I'm more energized, my brain works better. And
well, have you read that book, Why We Sleep?
Oh, yeah, Dad, I've read that book, Why We Sleep. Okay, I told you to get it immediately about 7 times.
Okay, so that's a great book. Read that book.
Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. It's become my Bible.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one. And how important is that? That everything is based on consciousness when it comes to your life, because if you're not conscious, you're not aware of anything. And so consciousness is something you need to protect, and we don't think about it much, actually. We just take it for granted that, you know, true. Oh, well, there's just this thing, consciousness, I'm awake, and that's as good as it gets. But there's all sorts of levels to it, all sorts of colors to it. And you know that just from, I'm sure you've had the experience of staying up too many nights in a row trying to study or something.
And I think that's a really important point, that when you're sleep deprived or your consciousness is somewhat dampened because of whatever's going on, not necessarily just sleep, we start to think that's normal. The way we feel is normal. Right. And then you get, you know, a good night of rest, or you have a wonderful meditation, or whatever stressful thing is happening in your life gets resolved. Somebody gets a bad diagnosis and then it turns out that they're doing well. Like, that stress goes away and you suddenly realize, oh, it doesn't have to feel like that all the time, but it felt normal at the time. We just get used to it.
I don't think it's consciousness is a lot like, you know, the colored glasses you're wearing, right?
Yeah.
If you have on green glasses or red glasses, you don't know that you're looking through red glasses. The world, you just perceive it as being red, and you think that that's normal. And, you know, as you just said, you get a good rest. You take the red glasses off, all of a sudden the world looks extremely different than it did before.
Mm.
So get a good rest.
Yeah.
Pursue, you know, stress relievers like yoga, meditation, contemplative prayer.
Walking. We've been walking a lot.
We have been walking a lot.
Great.
It's fantastic. Take care of yourself. And honestly, you'll make better decisions as an investor.
Yeah, that's true. So let's talk more about intentions as we go into the new year.
Let's do.
And from our family to yours, we've been having a very nice time together. And we're recording this on my iPhone together, which is maybe why it sounds a little different than normal, because we don't have our fancy microphones. So from our family to yours, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
And we're excited to get into it as we get into 2020.
So now it's time to go play. Enjoy the rest of the 2019. There we go. Enjoy the rest of 2019 and have a fabulous year.
Time Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening to Invested. If you enjoyed this episode and you want more information, including show notes and more episodes, visit us at investedpodcast.com. There's a special offer waiting for podcast listeners to attend my 3-day investing workshop absolutely free. So just head to investedpodcast.com. Everything discussed on this podcast is either my opinion or Danielle's opinion and is not to be taken as investing advice, because I am not your investment advisor, nor have I considered your personal situation as your fiduciary. This podcast is for your entertainment and education only, and I hope you enjoyed it.